Foul is Fair, Refugees Kill, Eat Swan in New York. By Neil Munro on June 6, 2023. Three refugees from the Asian country of Myanmar are facing charges after they allegedly killed and ate a beloved swan in Manlius, New York. The three teens accused of killing and eating a beloved swan in an upstate New York village are refugees, said a June 5 report in the Free Beacon. Manlius police reported Faye the swan and her four cygnets missing from the town pond last Monday, which prompted horror from the Manlius, New York, residents. Locals flooded Manlius police with tips the next day, which ended in the arrest of 18-year-old Amon Hassan of Syracuse, New York, and two minors, aged 16 and 17. The posse are refugees from Myanmar and attend high school in the neighboring city, Manlius Police Sergeant Ken Hatter told the Free Beacon. Police say the three were able to steal Faye because she was nesting and did not fight back. The suspects devoured Faye with their family in Syracuse. Faye's offspring were also abducted but were later retrieved by authorities unharmed. A biologist who works with the village of Manlius will care for the cygnets for another 6 weeks. The refugees who foully recycled the fair swan into dinner fare are part of a huge wave of migrants who are being imported to replace Americans who have given up, gotten addicted, or have died, or were not born, in cities and towns around the nation. Watch, immigrants make camp, scatter belongings and trash in police stations around Chicago. We know as Americans that migration has actually led to tremendous benefits in our own country. Amy Pope, the new chief of the UN's International Organization for Migration, told National Public Radio on May 25. She added, "We know even recent evidence shows that migration has revitalized communities that have been dying. In fact, I was born in Cleveland, grew up part of my life in Akron, then in Pittsburgh. All of those cities have benefited from migration." Biden's deputies imported 6,975 refugees in May 2023. In the town of Manlius, a local petition is urging justice for Faye. The overwrought and misspelled petition describes the swan in human terms. During Memorial Day weekend this year, three sick individuals stole a beloved mama swan named Faye and her babies from their home in the town of Manlius. Two of her babies were found at a store in Shop City Plaza. The remaining two babies were found at a residence on Lilac Street. "This is beyond inhumane, and it is us who can stand up for Faye and get her the justice she deserves. Please sign this petition to have authorities bring about the highest charges possible for killing this precious mama, leaving her babies with no mother and her mate alone to grieve by himself." So far, 8,883 people have signed the petition. The swan killing episode is not the first time that migrants have preyed on domestic animals. In February, sheriffs in Nebraska arrested two Honduran nationals who were found carrying a dead bald eagle. The arrests happened as officers responded to a report of a suspicious vehicle outside of the Wood Duck State Wildlife Management. The police report said, "Further investigation revealed that the two had shot and killed the protected national bird in that area and stated they planned on cooking and eating the bird. Nebraska Game and Parks was contacted and took custody of the eagle and the rifle used to kill the eagle." Two Honduran nationals, Ramiro Hernandez Tsiquin, 20, and Domingo Zatino Hernandez, 20, both of Norfolk, were cited for unlawful possession of the eagle. Hernandez Tsiquin was also cited for having no driver's license.